morning. It's 9:35. Sun shining. Ask me if it's doing anything to warm us up. Nope. 17 degrees, but hey, it's October and it's where we live. And our talk around continues here. I've been looking forward to this segment because I get to talk art with Leslie from the Red Door Art Gallery. Leslie, good morning. Thank you for being in studio this morning.
Well, good morning, Bill, and thanks for inviting us.
Well, I was looking at what the Red Door's got going on.
A lot.
And through, well, the whole of November, you're pretty much booked up.
We are.
So I'm going to quit talking and just let you start and tell us what's happening at the Red Door.
Well, first of all, we have Bonnie L. Anderson, who's an incredible fiber artist. We have a whole exhibition for her that really needs to be seen in person.
All right.
With all the depth. She does do some machine quilting, but it's all like free arm machine quilting. So it's all handcrafted. She's got a bunch of really wonderful pieces in there. Her fiber art showcase and reception is Saturday, November 5th during Dough on the Go at the Chambers. And
so that works out well.
It works wonderfully.
Right.
And she's going to bring in some more pieces because fiber art's a little difficult to hang. But she did make us be able to hang the stuff she has. But she'll be bringing in a lot of more accessible pieces that you might want in your home.
And that's where fiber art's really come on. You know, if you look over like the past 10 years, it's gotten very, very popular. And it's fascinating when you look at this stuff. I'm amazed when I look at it.
Oh, yeah. And she does a lot of mixed media. So you're almost surprised to find out that it's fiber art because she'll be painting on it. Some of it's hand stitching or putting some other articles on it, you know, to embellish it. But they're really quite beautiful, and they almost look like they might be paintings, which is why you have to come in to see it. So then that you'll see that, oh, that's fiber, and it just has a lot of more depth to it,
sure,
you know, than grandma's quilt.
Right.
You know,
it'll be a great exhibit. Right. Going to be a great exhibit. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
What else is happening?
Well, we also at the same time have the Nature and Wildlife Exhibition. Both of these shows go on from October 4th to November 12th. The artist reception on this one is Thursday, November 3rd. We do have three or four of the artists who have committed to be at the reception, so you would have a chance, including Sherry Kruger-Kakowski from Badger, Minnesota, who does all of this upcycling glass mosaic-type work. And she has everything from gnomes that you can buy to we have a moose.
Are you kidding me?
It's a found antler, and she has upcycled it, plus put a mosaic moose's head on it. It must be seen.
So, Leslie, are you blown away when people come in with things like this? It's like, you know, the creativity and what goes behind it. Do you just go, wow?
Oh, well, absolutely, because if I found an antler and glued some rocks and glass to it, I'm not sure anybody would call it art.
Don't sell yourself short.
It'd be
come on.
A craft.
Right.
But what people see with whatever medium, you and I were talking about this earlier, whatever medium you use, what the artist sees with the medium they have is fascinating. And it all tells a story. And I tell people when they come in, because we always have the people that, I don't know much about art, but I know what I don't like. And I said to me,
then you know something about art.
Then you know something about art. And I said, art's about a conversation. So whether the conversation is about, I don't like this and this is why, or if the conversation's about this really speaks to me at a level unexpected, that's art.
Then it's done its job.
It's done its job.
Yeah.
It made us talk to each other.
Right.
You know. And then the other thing that I am super excited about, because, you know, the pandemic really stopped us from gathering. But on Saturday, November 12th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., we have seven women authors coming in. And we have a detailed schedule on our website. It's also at the gallery. And we have Barbara Lavallure, who I think many of us will remember as one of the photographers for Daily News in the past. We have Rachel Line, Christine Ellsworth, Janet Gageland, Lise Erdrich, Edie Barrett, and Jana Behrens.
Boy, that is an impressive group.
It's a really impressive group. And what was really exciting is all these women were super excited about even having this event. And of course, it's free and open to the public because the Wahpeton Women's Literary Club has sponsored it. So we can have refreshments. We can have our doors open for people just to sit. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things, if you don't know these authors, Christine and Edie are poets, and they're going to be reading from their poetry. Barbara Lavallure and Jana Berndt are doing their memoirs.
Yeah.
And they both have these really incredible, deep stories.
Powerful stuff.
Very powerful.
Right.
Rachel and Lise, of course, are children's authors. So we're going to do them last and the later in the day. So if you want to bring your kids into the gallery at the end, that's beautiful. But their stories really speak to adults, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Janet Gagelin, our local historian. She has volume 5 coming out of Her Name and a Date. So and she always has some really fun stories about the people who used to live here.
Right. And boy, talk about a wealth of knowledge as far as our history, because I have her in here on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. And she just goes, it's like, well, what's our topic today? And she'll usually pick it. And when she does, it can go in any direction. And she's done so much research on it. So this is going to be a great day. And like I said, pretty impressive lineup.
Oh, it is. And, you know, you can come in at 10 a.m. Janet's kicking us off, followed by Barbara and Jana. So we have kind of the history and memoir in the morning. Mm-hmm. There's refreshments being served throughout the whole day. We do ask you to check the schedule a little bit because the authors will be speaking for about 20 minutes, or 20 to 30 minutes. But 20 minutes they'll be speaking, then they're going to take some questions.
Okay, I was going to say, is there a Q&A connected with this?
And then there'll be about 10 minutes of Q&A. And, of course, these are authors, so if they run long, Q&A is a little shorter. But we do have 15 minutes scheduled between every author so people can come and go. They can get books signed. Mm-hmm. They can speak with all of them. About half the authors are planning on being there the whole day so that even during the 15-minute break, you can go speak to whatever author you want if you want to look more at their books or just connect with them or have them sign.
How much fun are you going to have at this event?
Oh, this is going to be just my favorite. I've already had fun just talking with the authors.
Yeah.
And I just love to see these people come and go and have everybody else come and experience them. We do have a really big book section at the gallery. And I don't know if your listeners know, but everything in our gallery is artists from North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, or have real ties to the area.
They know it now.
Yeah. So that's really exciting. Also, we have this huge section of books. We do have Louise Erdrich's, all of her books.
Sure.
Her mother, Rita, is a huge supporter of the gallery. So all of our Louise Erdrich books are autographed.
Fantastic.
You don't find that on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would also have access to those.
Wow. What again, I'm blown away at how much you got going on right through the month of November. And again, Women in Words, give me a date on this again.
That's Saturday, November 12th. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., you can either go on our website, www.reddoorwahpeton.com, mm-hmm. and hopefully we all know how to spell Wahpeton, or come in. You know, we are the visitor center.
That's true.
You know, so come on in, and it'll all be posted there, and you can see all the things that are going on in mm-hmm. the area during that. So I think we're going to have some wonderful discussions during this.
Sure.
Super excited. And the other two exhibitions will be up that day, so you still will get to go see them. If you don't get in before then, at least come in on the 12th and see Bonnie's work, see the nature and wildlife exhibition, see the moose.
That's a double dip. I'm liking this.
That's a double dip.
You're right.
Yep. And then make sure that you come and listen to some really insightful, intelligent women.
Yeah.
And what they've created for us to listen to and to read. So that's super exciting.
Great information.
Yeah.
Leslie, do me a favor. I got to get you back in here pretty quick, too.
Oh, absolutely.
As this stuff's going on, we'll have you back on air, and we can just keep doing updates on this.
Oh, we'd be super excited to participate in that.
Leslie, so glad to have you in here. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill, for
stopping in and being a part of the show. It's 9:45 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.